start the same way every time. Okay.
Shh. Be serious, man. Come on.
All right, I'm ready.
This is a podcast about the Lord.
Serious podcast.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Jelana.
Hey. Thanks for tuning in again.
Yeah, what are we, episode 3, season 2?
Yeah, man. It's happening.
Why I needed to bookmark it like that. Episode 3, season 2, episode 3.
Just in case you were wondering.
Just in case you didn't read.
Right.
When you clicked on it, this is the episode that you're in. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. So, we know we have our segment, Love and Let Go.
Yes.
So, you want to kick us off with that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So, this week, I am loving... Get ready.
Okay.
Listening to podcasts in my car.
What?
I know.
Wait!
I know.
You have it before?
No.
Oh.
Remember? We talked about this. I'd rather listen to music.
Oh. Video. Oh, I thought you did still, but just not as much. But okay.
Yeah, no. No, I like never listen to podcasts in my car unless I'm going on long road trips.
Yeah.
But it felt like a road trip. This past week, I had to go back and forth from Durham to Raleigh like a few times.
Yeah.
And it's like at least an hour usually with traffic. So
yeah,
I've just been podcasting it up, man.
Yeah.
Do you know who Cheryl Scruggs is?
Never heard of her.
I'm gonna show you after because she's got a really good podcast.
Cheryl Scruggs. What's her?
Cheryl Scruggs. Scruggs. I think that's Scruggs. That's how you say it. Her and her husband, like, this is not a plug at all. I mean, it is, but it's not. Her and her husband are marriage counselors in Texas somewhere. And her daughter, like, I know the name because her daughter is married to Jason Kennedy, who is on E! News. A lot of random information. But,
No, none of those names.
Anyway, so, like, it popped up for some reason on Spotify when I was looking at podcasts. And I listened to it. And they actually have a really, really cool story. And her husband. So that's all I'm gonna tell you.
I'll look her up.
So I'm loving listening to podcasts in my car. And I'm letting go of Instagram for a little bit.
What about
not the Sunday afternoon? Not that one. I logged out of my Instagram.
Yeah.
So on my phone I'm only logged into the Sunday afternoon Instagram. I don't know, I just needed a break. I feel like I'm in a period of time where I am just redefining myself, and it makes it sound so dramatic, but I just needed a break from Instagram, because I needed to figure out what the Lord is calling me to do, and I know it's, like, just social media, but for a while, Instagram has become, like a platform to promote my music, and, yeah. You know, and stuff like that, and so while I'm trying to figure out my life, I just need a break. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Neato.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm letting go these two men at my gym. Let me explain. There were these two men who were looking at this woman at the gym while she was working out. Mm-hmm. And it bothered me to my core.
Your whole core.
My whole core was shooken. Shaketh. I don't know. But they were just looking at her inappropriately. And I wanted to say something, but I was like, I'm not going to say anything. But it's just annoying.
It shakes you.
Because I just can't understand. Just like, why can't we just work out in peace?
Yeah. I'm just trying to work out.
Yeah.
You're just trying to work out. Just work out.
Yeah. Just do your thing. I'll do my thing. You don't have to gawk.
Yeah.
They weren't gawking at me. They were gawking at her, but still it was just, like, annoying and disgusting to see. So I'm letting them go.
How are you letting them go? You should tell them when you see them next time.
Like, I'm letting you go, sir.
Like, you two are what? Done.
And I am loving my new pillow.
Oh, you did get a new pillow.
Yeah, I got a new pillow, like, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And I've been having some, like, neck problems. Like, I'll wake up and, like, you can't see me right now, but I'm, like, acting like I'm in, like, a neck brace or something.
Yeah.
I'm, like, stuck. But I got a new pillow. And I feel good. I feel so good.
Oh, that's good.
Highly recommend. Nothing special, just one from Walmart. It's like $5, so.
But just, you should update your pillow.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. PSA. Get a new pillow. Well, how often should you get a new pillow?
As soon as it starts giving you neck problems. Or maybe a few weeks before that. You should change your pillow.
So if you're starting to feel an inclination of neck problems, get a new pillow.
Right. You heard it here first.
You're welcome. All right. Well, we do have a good episode planned, as always.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to find something new to say to segue.
We have a great episode, guys. But I am excited to talk about conflict resolution.
Dun, dun, dun! No one likes conflict.
Nobody likes it.
Yeah.
But one thing that we've learned in our 20s is that it doesn't have to be terrifying.
Yeah.
And it can actually be healing and beneficial and progressive.
And it's necessary.
Yeah.
I feel like for years I avoided it. Yeah. And now I'm seeing now that it's literally a part of a relationship.
Right.
Because no two people are going to like agree.
Right.
100%.
Right.
So.
And you're miserable, if you think about it, as miserable as you might feel or think you're going to feel confronting somebody about conflict, like, you're even more miserable for a longer period of time just letting things go unsaid.
You're just holding it in.
Yeah, and then you're just, like, angry.
Yeah.
And it could have been resolved. Yeah.
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 So it's important.
It's important, and we are here to help you.
Woo-hoo!
Be better at conflict. So why do you think conflict is so inevitable?
Like I just said, I think people don't agree.
Yeah.
People are different, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good thing. So because of that, people are going to have two different opinions on things. So, of course, it's going to be, at some point, something that you need to resolve and work through.
Right.
Like, you may like hamburgers, someone could like hot dogs.
Where are we going to go to eat?
Right.
Right.
So you gotta work through it.
I guess you could go to cookout, but...
I guess you could, but...
But a different example. You would have to make a decision.
You either want sushi or you want pizza.
Right.
They don't serve that in the same restaurant.
Probably not.
If they do, don't
eat
there.
I've never seen one.
That's disgusting.
It'd be really weird.
Yeah, American Fusion.
American Indian. There's a cowfish. That's a thing. We're getting off subject. Okay. I'm sorry. But they have hamburgers and sushi, just so you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Done.
No more conflict. Let's go to catfish. Anyway. But, right, to your point, nobody is the same. But at the same time, we are called to live at peace with each other.
Yeah.
By the Lord. And it doesn't mean that we need to just stifle how we feel. So, we are there. At some point, we're going to need to learn how to resolve things in a peaceful manner. So some of the reasons why we think that people are afraid to embrace conflict is that we just have an aversion to feeling uncomfortable. Why do you think it's so uncomfortable to confront somebody when you have a problem?
I think we get afraid to be uncomfortable because it's just that. It's uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, I don't know. People want to feel at ease.
Right.
Like, we feel like things are supposed to be easy.
Right.
So when things aren't easy, it's just awkward. Right. You know?
Right. I wonder why it is so uncomfortable, though, to, like, disagree with somebody.
Yeah. Like, where did that idea come from that you were never going to disagree?
Right. Or it's my sole responsibility to make sure everybody's happy.
Yeah. Like, that... Because the Bible talks about do everything you can to live at peace with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that speaks to that there's going to be times.
Right.
Because, like, if it says do everything you can, that obviously means that there's going to be some sort of tension at some point.
Right.
Because it wouldn't have said it like that. You know what I mean? So.
Otherwise, it'd be like, well, keep doing what you're doing.
Please. Yeah. Like, it would say, like, good job. You guys are doing well. So, I don't know where that idea even comes from.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I can kind of think about where it may come from, but I just think we have this idea that if something is meant to be, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Right.
That even goes across the board with you know, your career or like things you're pursuing. You're pursuing in general. So it's just like, if it's any kind of discomfort or anything bad, it's like, oh, this is negative.
Right.
Avoid, run away.
Right.
It's not the case.
Right. And it's not healthy. And how do we, I mean, I guess it's, it really is the reason why people don't have deep and meaningful relationships. Mm-hmm. So whenever it gets to a place of conflict, you know, we leave. Or, or we back off. Or
Yeah. Know. Or you stay and you're just bitter.
Right. So you get like, closed off.
Yeah. I feel like that was me in high school because younger me didn't understand conflict resolution.
Right.
Younger me was just like, if there's a problem, you don't say anything. With time, it blows over.
Right.
And it just never true.
It doesn't really blow over.
Yeah, it doesn't really, because the situation itself, yes, may it'll end, whatever. Right. But you on the inside.
Right.
Feeling some type of way.
Right. And the other person could be completely fine.
Yeah. So like, totally oblivious.
Right. And so then it looks like, oh, well, it blew over. But it's just a, such a disservice to ourselves. Because it might blow over for them and, you know, whatever. Right. We're just acting like we're friends again and everything's fine. But
right.
I'm still hurt. I'm still carrying that around.
Right. You should give an opportunity to even, like, talk through it. Like,
right.
Just give them a chance to like, even just hear their perspective. Because maybe it was a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Maybe there really isn't. The situation is as big as you think it is.
Right.
You should still talk through it, for sure.
Right.
But it's just healthy to have a conversation.
Right. And it usually is that way. And on some level, you know, it usually is smaller in reality than it is in our heads. For lack of a better word. Because I don't want to minimize like how people feel and how you might be hurt, but at the same time, usually what we think is hurtful is usually like we always put malicious intent on it, you know, when it stays in your head.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they meant to hurt me. Yeah. And it might be just as hurtful, but once you talk through it, you can see that other person had no idea that they were hurting you. So they weren't like seeking it out.
Seeking evil for you.
Right. I'm gonna get her.
Yeah. Which is so funny, 'cause I feel like that's something that I do. Like, if I'm just, like, sitting, or if I have a conflict with somebody. Okay, time out, guys. Sorry, we were trying to play it off and be cool.
What is that?
There's a bug in our window, and it just, it's massive. Well, it looks massive.
The shadow
is massive.
It's like a shadow,
yeah, the shadow's massive.
Let's uncover.
What is it?
I pointed to it.
If it's on the inside, I'm going to freak out.
I pointed to it. So Jelana can see it while I was talking so that she wouldn't jump. But now I got distracted and I was like, oh my gosh.
What is that?
Wow. It's like a grasshopper thingy.
Gross.
And we're back.
All right. We so, handled that situation.
Right after. Right. Nope, he's still there. Okay. But when you listen to this, just know that there's a giant unidentified insect.
Who's listening in the
conversation. Who's joined us today.
He wants to be the third co-host.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. He looks like a Jeffrey. Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Why are we so afraid of making other people feel upset? So what if they're upset? If you think about it, obviously, yes, consider other people's feelings. But, like, at the end of the day, if somebody's... If I bring something to you... out of, like, with the intent of resolving it, and so we can have a better relationship, and you get upset, like, and, you know, like, I don't know.
I feel like it almost, it just stems back to ourselves. Like, we feel like we have messed up.
Yeah.
Or we feel like we are not enough, or we feel like I wasn't able to keep it together, or something.
Right,
like,
like,
whatever the reason may be, I just feel like it comes back to the person.
Yeah.
Versus the other person.
Right.
That makes sense.
We make it about us. Somehow.
Yeah.
Which is true. And hear me, like, I am chief of not wanting other people to be mad at me. So, like.
Yeah.
But in talking about this, I'm just realizing, like
thinking out loud.
Why is that the worst case scenario?
Yeah, like.
That somebody gets upset.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, like, it doesn't truly make sense.
Right.
It's a struggle.
Right.
But it just doesn't make sense.
Right. But you're right. It's like, it comes back on us. Like, we're afraid of what people will think about me, because what does that say about me?
And there's so many things that cause conflict. And I say one of them is pride. Mm-hmm. I feel like pride is like the biggest thing.
Right.
Because when you want something your way, mm-hmm. and you want to just latch on to that and not see the other person's perspective, of course there's going to be a conflict. Right. You know, whether it's, you know, you wanted to eat what you wanted to eat, or you wanted to go where you wanted to go, mm-hmm. or even just small things like, hey, if someone came up to you and said, hey, you made a mess in the kitchen, mm-hmm. versus being upset, or versus being like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. You're thinking about yourself and like, oh, well, you just want to live your own life and just do what you want to do and just kind of make your mess anywhere without right. considering the other person. It's just pride. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pride and selfishness. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other examples, because that definitely is a major cause. Because even if we think about pride in the sense of just thinking about yourself. So it, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be like, well, I think I'm better than. Mm-hmm. But even like, well, everyone's out to get me. Mm-hmm. You know? Could be mm-hmm. like a form of being prideful, because it's making, like we were talking about earlier, like making things about me. Like I could come off seemingly humble and be like, oh, I'm not doing anything to anybody, everyone's being mean to me, you know, yeah. and like have this conflict in my heart, but really it's like I'm just making it about me, pride, you know. So
like, okay, this is a silly example, but let's say it's two of you all, mm-hmm. and there's two chairs, mm-hmm. you were sitting down and so was the other person. And you get up and walk away, and they, like, take your seat. Like, they shift over and take your seat. And you come back, and you're, like, upset because, like, oh, they're just out to get me. Like, they just want to take my stuff.
Right.
It's not the case. The person just wanted to switch seats. Not even thinking.
Right.
Like, maybe they stood up, too, to pick up something and came back and then just took another seat.
Right.
Not even thinking about, oh, this is someone's seat.
Right.
So in that situation, there may be a conflict within you, but it's not because they're out to get you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it's stemming from your pride.
Yeah. Thinking about your own self, mm-hmm. when you're not even considering that the person may just not even have realized.
Right.
And I think it's, I guess I'm conflicted to say you should bring it up and say something to the person. But on mm-hmm. one hand, I don't think, sometimes you give people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, if you know someone long enough,
right.
you're gonna know their heart and know their intentions.
Right. Yeah, and I think that kind of goes into ways to handle conflict.
Yeah.
When you are in relationship with somebody, really anyone. I mm-hmm. think whenever you're trying to approach handling a situation or bringing it up, mm-hmm. it's important to like first like pause and like you said, kind of assume the best instead of assuming the worst.
Right.
And it might still very much be something to bring up, and I would err on the side of go ahead and bring it up, especially you know, because I think for me in the past, like I would swing one way and just kind of be emotional, but then once I kind of realized that my emotions and my perspective wasn't always reality, I would just swing the other way and just kind of talk myself down and never bring anything up.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, they probably didn't mean it. But a lot of the things that I talked myself down from, I was still partially carrying around, you know, and it needed to be addressed, it needed to be brought up. So it's kind of like there's a balance, there's a both and. Definitely something that can be addressed, but you don't have to come at somebody like they did something to you.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's true. Like, come at them stating what happened, yes, but from a heart of, I know you didn't mean to do that.
Right.
You know, not just like, oh, you took my seat. You know, just like, take a step back.
Right.
They didn't take your seat. They just took a seat. Down. Right.
So you take a seat.
it actually reminds me of this verse I was reading this month. this week, which is funny because it actually ties in. It said, this is Mark 11:25. It says, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so mm-hmm. that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too.
Mm.
Okay, first of all, that's a pretty heavy verse.
Right.
Like, forgive someone else so that your Father will forgive you. Excuse me? We can't even dive into that right now, but, like, that's intense. But anyway, it just speaks to, like, holding a grudge against somebody. Like, if you are, like you're saying, like, you swung one way, and you were just kind of holding things in, you're just, like, bitter at the person. That's not helpful either. You know what I mean? Right. So it's just, like, I don't know. I just think it's so interesting how the Lord is so concerned with our relationships and with our interactions with people. You know what? That reminds me of something else.
Yeah.
I was reading in Mark, actually, just yesterday. It says, this is Mark chapter 5. My Bible is really weathered, so I'm not sure of the verse. I know it's 23 because 24 comes next. Anyway, it says, so if you're standing before the altar in the temple and you're bringing a sacrifice to God and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there beside the altar, go and be reconciled to that person, and then come back and offer your sacrifice to God. It says, come to terms quickly with your enemy before it's too late and you're dragged into court and handed over to an officer, and so on and so forth. But it's just interesting because it's just like...
Where is that? Mark?
This is Mark. I mean, this is Matthew 5:23. Yeah. The other one was Mark 11:25. Okay. But it's just interesting because it's like, if you're at the altar giving a sacrifice to God, like, you would see that as important.
Right.
But the fact that he says, like, leave that there and go address the issue with your brother, like, that speaks a lot to, I think, why or how God is so... He just wants us to love each other.
Right.
And be at peace with one another.
Right. Yeah. And he's concerned with our hearts and developing, like, our character. Because how can we receive forgiveness and then not forgive others?
Right.
It's like the other parable, which we'll have to look to see where it is, put in the show notes, about the guy who was forgiven, like, this huge debt and then went and threw somebody else in jail for owing him something small. It's like, that's why it maybe not to say that, well, maybe it is to say that if you have a conflict with somebody, anybody in the body, especially, like, that needs to be resolved before you can come before God and expect to be heard from him. You know?
Which, that's heavy.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's heavy to me. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy.
Right. And maybe, like, not expect to be heard, like, God can't hear us. Like,
yeah.
Let's say to you, I'll tell you. But at the same time, like, how do we come to him and petition him for certain things if we're not...
You're not living that same thing out. It's like...
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. I think another way that we can handle conflict really is just to be honest. Like, to literally just speak your mind and speak your full mind. Does that make sense? Like, speak
in
everything.
Love.
Yeah, yes. In love.
Speak your mind. Maybe not all of it.
Yeah, not all of it. But just say it in such a way that is helpful for the other person. Like, just think about how you would receive that if you were to say it. Like, if someone was saying what you were saying to you, how would you take that?
Right.
And I'll even put that with a caveat, though, because people can receive things differently.
Right.
Just say it in a way that's loving for that person. Because everyone receives things differently. So, you know, Jelana, I know you didn't mean to do this, but you knocked over my bookcase when you were moving your suitcase.
Wow.
So, I know you didn't mean to do it, but I just want to, like, give you a heads up that that's what happened.
Right.
Versus being like, Jelana, you knocked my stuff over.
Right. Like, why'd you do that? It's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like, would you relax?
I didn't do it on purpose.
Right. Yeah. So, it's...
True.
You just speak everything you have to say, but just say it lovingly.
Right.
You know?
But if you're giving someone the benefit of the doubt, you will be able to, like, filter and speak your mind and be honest, but not speak your whole mind.
Yeah.
Or everything that comes to mind, I should say. Yeah.
Right.
Another thing that could be helpful if you do find yourself in a position where you're having a conflict that you don't know how to resolve is to find, like, mediation.
Yeah.
From a third party who could be objective.
Yeah. I think that's helpful because, like, when you get so entrenched in the emotions of the conflict and your feelings and everything, it's hard to just see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have someone else who's, like, on the outside looking in who is following the Lord, then that could be helpful.
Who is truly, could be objective and not just somebody that you pre-talked to ahead of time, got them on your side, and then brought them in.
Right. No, don't do that. Not a good idea.
All right, so when we go in, back me up, okay?
Right. You got it? I'll pay you tomorrow. It's just
like, it's not mediation.
Right. It's not how that works. I think something else that really helps is just taking a moment to calm down and just pause.
Yeah.
Like, I think to me, this is probably one of the most helpful ones.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can be so easy to just, like, react. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone does something, just, like, you feel all of a sudden, like, offended,
mm-hmm.
you know? So instead of being defensive, just pause, take a deep breath. I make myself kind of come out of the situation and mm-hmm. think, like, okay, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what they meant, you know? So just take a moment to just breathe.
Yeah.
And don't talk right away. Just,
right.
you know, take a moment.
Think. Don't take too many moments.
Yeah.
Don't let it be weeks later and you're like, 3 weeks ago, you was like, what?
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that.
Well, it happened.
But self-awareness is key as yeah. well. And I think we all have certain triggers
mm-hmm.
that if you're not aware of them, you could just kind of fly off the handle and like mm-hmm. find yourself feeling conflicted
mm-hmm.
A lot more than maybe you would if you recognize that, hey, I get offended easily when someone says this because of this thing that happened to me when I was 15 or, right. you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so now I know that that's a trigger for me. So mm-hmm. if Jennifer, because actually, real life example, which, pray for me, I'm working on it. No. I think for a while I realized that, like, I just have this fear or insecurity that people don't trust my intelligence
mm-hmm.
or don't trust, yeah, basically mm-hmm. don't trust that I know what I'm doing or yeah. saying. And so for a while, if anyone seemed like they were questioning
mm-hmm.
me, and not just like questioning, like, oh, I'm wanting to move to California, and like, well, why do you want to do that, you know, like mm-hmm. not questioning me, but like,
yeah,
well, Jelana, how do you know that this is right? And it would bother me.
Yeah.
And more than it should have. And you yeah. could have just genuinely be asking a question, and yeah. I'm like, you think I'm stupid? It's like,
yeah,
no.
Yes.
Don't
conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
And so recognizing that, like, that's a trigger for me
mm-hmm.
helps me in real life situations be like, okay, this person doesn't think I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. They could have just been asking me a question.
Yeah.
I
even think to that, though, like, you're talking about being self-aware and, like, being aware of your triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Also think self-awareness of your own self and how you come across to people.
Yeah.
Like, that's important, too. Because I know for me, my facial expressions sometimes communicate something different than what mm-hmm. I'm feeling. I used to vlog. I had a vlog years ago. And I vlogged myself for a year. Sometimes watching those videos back, I'm like, why was my face looking so angry? That wasn't at all what I was thinking or feeling. Or why was I looking so happy when I really wasn't that happy? I don't know. So my face sometimes doesn't communicate what I'm truly feeling. So I have to be aware of, like, if I'm saying something to somebody, my face may look one way, but I'm aware that I'm trying to be better about being aware of it. And then maybe smiling or just, like, smirking and just, like, oh, like, raising my eyebrows just so that it doesn't come across that I'm being angry at you when I'm not.
Right.
Like, I'm just not, you know? Right. But it doesn't matter. But if that's how you look, that's how you're going to present.
Right.
And that's how they may perceive it.
Right.
So, I mean, all these things can just help you avoid conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
And help you approach it in a
better way.
That's funny that you said that. That was just kind of a tangent. But it just, like, reminded me of when we were younger and we first met, and I just never knew if you were being serious. Like, never.
Yeah.
And
I took a lot of jokes.
It took a few years to work. Now, especially if it happens, I'm like, she's not being serious. Like, I tell other people, it's like, she's joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's funny. Because I can't do that. I don't have that skill to make my face not say exactly what I'm thinking or feeling.
Yeah.
It's all on top of my face.
Yeah.
So, I think another, like, just practical way that someone can approach conflict, because I think what would have been helpful for me, like, let's say 10 years ago, is to have steps. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you have a problem with someone. Someone hurt your feelings. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do next? I need to maybe identify who this person is to me, mm-hmm. and assess the relationship.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you hurt my feelings, at this point, it's like, okay, but we have 10 years of friendship.
Yeah.
That say that you like me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't let one thing derail all of that.
Right.
And then, benefit of the doubt, it's like, okay, she probably didn't mean it.
Yeah.
You know, and then have the I guess it might depend on the relationship, because I feel like after those three steps, then I'd be like, bring it up. But for, depending, you know, if it's someone that you don't know that well, you might have to, like, hey, like, can we set a date to get coffee or something, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. You can't just, like, for you, I see you every day, so I can be like, hey, Jennifer, when, you know.
Yeah, or if you don't know them that well, maybe it's not that important to even bring up, because there's no relationship.
Right. What's the goal, I think, would be a good step. Do you want to, like, pursue the relationship further? Or do you want to, you know, is it a growing friendship? Or could it be, like, a romantic relationship? Like, what would be the purpose of bringing resolving that conflict?
True.
Yeah. Because, obviously, if some random person hurts your feelings, like, not to say get over it, but you might not want to get over it.
Just keep moving.
Right. Like, the Starbucks worker hurt your feelings, just don't go back there. Like, I have a bone to pick with you.
Like, you need to relax. They don't even know you. Yeah.
Cool. Well, hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah, I think it, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Well, as always, if you have further questions or ideas on how you resolve conflicts or just general thoughts, leave us a comment. Send us an email.
Yeah.
I want to hear from you.
Yeah. And as always, follow us on our social media, on our Instagram, Sunny Afternoon Podcast, and on Facebook, The Sunny Afternoon Podcast. If you just search that and you'll find us.
Yeah.
Also, be sure to subscribe to us on the Apple Podcast and leave us a review and a rating.
Review and a rating. And if you're listening right now, go ahead and screenshot your screen. Save it as a picture. Here are your steps. Screenshot. Save it as a picture. Upload it to Instagram on your stories. Tag us in it. Say, I love Sunday afternoons. And and we'll see it. And we'll repost it.
Yay!
Yay.
Well, guys, as always, thanks so much for listening.
And we will see you next Sunday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.